A menacing wildfire continues to threaten an Indian reservation 50 miles north of Spokane, but the blaze could have a positive impact on one local business, correspondent Emily Schwing reports.
If you live in Wahpenet, the Spokane tribe's headquarters, you head for the trading post when you need something. Eggs, milk, shampoo. But the fire knocked out power, so the trading post was closed all day Monday. For most of the week, meat and dairy products haven't been available. Calvin McRae helps manage the store.
So we lost most of our perishables.
The trading post lost almost $4,000 worth of food.
And how much business do you usually do in a day?
In a day? We try to hit about 7,000 a day, but you know, it doesn't always pan out like that.
So that's like half a day's worth of business.
Yes.
So would you say that's a large hit?
Yes. And then with us not being open for business, that's just a huge deficit.
But with hundreds of firefighters in town, the store stands to profit. Firefighter Sean Eli was looking for some stuff to get him through the day.
Sweets to keep you up, give you energy, and jerky for protein. Right. Drinks to keep you electrolytes, pretty much. So.
Other firefighters come for toothbrushes, soap, even chewing tobacco. The U.S. Forest Service purchased $4,000 worth of water and Gatorade from the trading post. The agency told Calvin McRae they'll probably need more in a few days. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.